You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that shines a light on the ups and downs of everyday history. I'm Gabe Lousier, and today we're reflecting on the Black Friday bushfires that devastated Southeast Australia and ushered in a new era of fire prevention and management. The day was January 13th, 1939. A series of fires converged and swept rapidly across large areas of Victoria, Australia, leaving a widespread trail of death and destruction. The event, known as Black Friday, was the culmination of several years' worth of drought, combined with high temperatures and powerful winds. Some of the fires had been burning since early December, and when the dry conditions fanned the flames, the separate fires combined into a massive inferno, which then spread across the southeastern state in virtually every direction. In total, the Black Friday fires burned nearly 2 million hectares of land, including large areas of state forest. Fierce winds swept the flames across great distances, leveling giant trees and blowing embers miles away, where they then started new fires in regions that had never burned before. The fires grew so large and intense that falling ash was reportedly sighted from as far away as New Zealand. The destruction came to an end 2 days later, when a rainstorm lent a hand to beleaguered firefighters and finally snuffed out the flames. On Black Friday itself, the fires claimed the lives of 36 people. By the time they were extinguished, the death toll had risen to 71 lives lost. In addition, thousands of sheep, cattle, and horses were killed by the intense heat and flames, and countless other mammals and birds lost their habitats. Approximately 1,300 buildings were destroyed, including 700 homes, 69 sawmills, and a host of other businesses and farms. Beyond the immediate damage, the bushfires also had a lasting effect on the environment of Victoria. Water supplies were contaminated with ash, dirt, and other debris for years following the fires, and the region's soil was scorched so deeply that it took decades to restore its original fertility. As for what had caused the devastating fires, there were two main factors. The first was a years-long period of drought that had caused many of the area's creeks and rivers to dry up. Worse yet, high temperatures and dry winds had drained most of the moisture from the ground, leaving the forest floors and open plains primed to burn. The second factor, which led to the fires on Black Friday, was human negligence. Beginning in December of 1938, a host of separate fires had been started in Victoria for all sorts of reasons. Despite the dry conditions, sawmill operators burned large piles of branches, while sheep and cattle ranchers lit fires to clear land and allow new grass to grow. Forest workers and campers also contributed to the disaster by lighting campfires and by burning new pathways through the brush. Even when these separate fires had merged, some landowners in the region continued lighting new ones, in the hope that burning the land around their homes would prevent the larger fire from reaching them. Unfortunately, because of the strong, hot winds, those domestic fires quickly grew out of hand and made everything much worse. The week leading up to Black Friday was a nightmare for local residents. Few people in Victoria had home refrigerators at the time, and nobody had air conditioning. Even if they did, those living in the bush could see the writing on the wall, or the smoke on the horizon, and they didn't consider staying at home to be a safe option. Many people sought relief from the encroaching flames by fleeing to beaches, rivers, creeks, or even to mining tunnels in some cases. The bushfires were extinguished by rain on Sunday, January 15th, and 3 weeks later, a royal commission was launched to investigate the causes of the fires. It was led by Judge Leonard Stretton, who delivered the commission's 35-page report less than 4 months later. Despite being concise and relatively quickly assembled, the report was thorough and surprisingly poetic. For example, take this sentence from the report's introduction. It reads, quote, "The soft carpet of the forest floor was gone. The bone-dry litter crackled underfoot. Dry heat and hot dry winds worked upon a land already dry to suck from it the last, least drop of moisture." Judge Stretton offered 7 notable recommendations for improving forest and fire management, the most important of which led directly to the creation of Victoria's Country Fire Authority, or CFA, in 1945. In addition, the government also acted on several other recommendations from Stretton, including improved fire prevention education, the construction of watchtowers for early fire detection, and the implementation of controlled burns during spring and autumn. Those improvements are the silver lining of the Black Friday fires, and the findings of Judge Stretton and the Royal Commission continue to influence Victoria's approach to fire management even to this day. The Black Friday bushfires were among the deadliest and most extensive of the 20th century. However, climate change is leading to more severe weather more frequently. The Australian bushfire season of 2019 to 2020 is already being referred to as Black Summer, a sobering reminder that in the 21st century, the threat and the need for vigilance is now greater than ever. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you have a second and you're so inclined, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. You can also leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, and you can write to us at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thanks to you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question. How did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.